Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1150. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are in the middle of the Halachos of Shinoi Makom, and it's actually in the writing, Shir number 302. We always like to mention. Okay, so in the previous Shir, we spoke about, for example, somebody goes to a large park, right? Now in the warm weather, it's very applicable, these Halachos of Shinoi Makom. Somebody's in a large park, in a zoo, and these type of things with Mishpacha. And, now, if the areas, and they sit down to eat, and they didn't wash, right? They're eating anything, something that shahakal, drinking, eating, shahakal, or huadama, or huaitz, and it is in, so if the place is surrounded by a fence, right, in an enclosed area, so we said it's kilu, it's sort of like it's one room, right? You could move around. Just like a room is surrounded, it's enclosed. If it's an enclosed outside area, it would have the same halachas whereby it can move around. Now, this is true even though it does not, even though one could not see the fence, right? You don't bedafka have to see the fence itself or the wall that's around the area. Nevertheless, if an area is taka too large, right? If an area is too large, it's hard to give, there's no real measurements brought down, but if there's a place that's enclosed, but it's a very large place, for example, sometimes you have an amusement park, right? A theme park and these type of things. You know, just from walking from one end to the other end, it's a very, very large park, or a safari. Sometimes you have a safari mamish where you have to drive through the safari, but it is enclosed, right? It is enclosed. If I remember offhand, there was a place by Great Adventures, you know, in New Jersey, many people are familiar with. It's an enclosed, it's a safari, which is closed, but it takes a long time to drive through. So that you know, something along those lines, or an amusement park, a very large amusement park, when it's enclosed, that would not, these farm bring down, that would not have a halacha as an enclosed area because of the fact that it's so large. Rav Weisfeld, in his Sefer Halachas Abrachas, he puts out these pocket-sized halachas, very beautiful information in there, and he brings it down like that lamais, if it's too big of an area, like the type of places we just mentioned, so that would have a place as a open area. So therefore, in cases of, like we mentioned, right, this type of safari type thing, or you know, an amusement park, very, very large area, if somebody moves from place to place, it would be just like changing a location in a non-enclosed area. So it would have the same halachas, as long as you could see the place whereby you started to eat, so then it would still be okay. Now, getting back to smaller areas, in the regular general smaller areas that we have been talking about, like a regular park, I mean, nothing major, a regular small park where it's enclosed. There are other examples also. You could have, for example, like a schoolyard. A lot of times a place had, you know, in the backyard, the schoolyard, yeshivas and these type of things have a very large schoolyard, but it's a yard, but it's enclosed, right? But it's very large, right? It's not the type of thing where you can even see, you always see the fence. It's sort of on the smaller side, but that would be a good example also. Usually that's fenced in, a schoolyard, yeshiva yard, these type of things. So moving around table to table over there also, if it's taken fenced in, right? Somebody in their own backyard, the same thing would be. If it's in a fenced area, so that whole area, right? Somebody has a backyard that's totally enclosed. We'll talk about moving from the house to the backyard. That's a little bit different. Those are different issues. We're talking about right now, somebody has they're in these yards, a schoolyard, backyard, these type of things where it's not, you know, like this massive place, like a safari type thing or a zoo, not a zoo, like a, what did we mention? Safari, and then we spoke about like an amusement park. It could be even in zoo also. When we mentioned zoo, by the way, we were talking about, you know, the picnic area, the eating area. Usually it's a separate cut-off area. That's what we meant. And the park also, it's, you know, usually the park has, you know, you have part where the park has baseball fields, this and that, but then you have the enclosed area that is for eating, right? That's what I'm trying to make that straight. That's what we're talking about. So those areas are, if they're enclosed, right, so then it will be fine. If you're in a park that's like, you know, this massive park, and it'll take you forever to get to the other end, so that would have a din as like these safaris or amusement park or whatever. But the enclosed area is a regular place whereby made for eating in general. So it doesn't badafka have to be made for eating, like we spoke about. The Shulchan Aruch talks about the place if one goes from tree to tree and so on. Okay, so Mabir Asne, I don't want to make it too mixed up. So all these, if the place is mamish, one of these very large places, so then it wouldn't make a difference really if it's fenced off. That's how he brings it down. That's Rabbi Weisfeld. And but a regular other places like backyards, enclosed, I'm sorry again, yeshiva yards. right? The picnic area of a zoo, picnic area of a park, and all these various smaller places, as long as it's enclosed on all the sides, then that would be fine. So a person, when they're in these places, even though when it's closed off, you have to, I mean, figure it out. Is it like a safari type thing, a very large place or a smaller place, you know? And then you could go from there. And again, as long, even if it's a very, very large place, as long as the halachas of when it's not enclosed, as long as you could see the place where you started to eat, right? So then we, like we said, it would be fine. Thank you for listening. Asalachim bracha kol tov. Okay, just one more quick thing before I forget. Rav Weisfeld, in his Halachas HaBrachos, on page 47, if we ever have to go back and look, page 47. Once again, thank you so much for listening. Atzlachem Bracha Kol Tov.